Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, I think we have all used a sleep recorder app at some time or another. If you haven't, you're certainly missing out.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things that a sleep recorder app can find out for you. Like if you're talking in your sleep.
Yeah.
It can find out if there's something going on in your room at night that might be waking you up. Maybe something, an alarm going off or automatic thermostat that's making some noise and you don't understand why you're not getting the sleep you should be getting.
I thought it was very cool when you actually videoed your sleep habits and you went to do the sleep study and all
that
stuff.
I went to the sleep center and they actually videoed the entire night's sleep. Very boring.
It's creepy.
It is creepy to see another person sleep, but you had some unusual habits.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
And you'll also, if you video, you'll see yourself sometimes sit straight up in the middle of the night and you don't even know you did that.
I did the sleep study too.
Okay.
Try to figure out why I was
snoring.
Well, besides that, why I was falling asleep during the day. But it is weird to watch yourself because you move around way more than
Whoa. You were just falling asleep like at random places.
Remember, she had narcolepsy.
Yeah, it was awful. I lost weight and I got rid of my things I was allergic to in the house, and I sleep like a baby.
Remember, she would go to work out at the gym, and she would just fall asleep in the car and not ever work out?
No, I think she did that on purpose.
Oh, my bad.
Well, that was on purpose.
That's a good excuse. I overslept. I can't work out today.
Well, people found other interesting things when they record themselves sleeping, too.
Okay.
Some people have found out that there were things going on that shouldn't have been.
Sleepwalking?
Well, other things, like people that shouldn't have been in the room that were and things like that.
That's
roommates
weird.
Sneaking in the middle of night.
Maybe the animals, your pets jump up on bed you don't realize.
Things, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Even paranormal activity. And some people use the sleep recording apps to try to find out if there's any paranormal activity going on in their room.
That was a movie.
Well, it's not just a movie. It's based on real life experience.
Okay, all right.
So one guy thought that there was paranormal activity going on in his room at night.
Okay.
So he decided to record himself sleeping with this audio app just to hear what was going on. And he posted it on Twitter.
Now, how does the audio app work?
Every time it hears a noise, it starts recording. And then at the end of the night, you go back and you see most of the night off and on.
Uh-huh.
But then it'll condense it down and give you just all of the times when there was a certain noise above a certain level.
Okay. I want to do that.
So this guy was very surprised to find out what was going on in his room at night.
Okay, what was going on? What?
He posted that on Twitter, and people are cracking up. They're saying, hey, bro, at least you don't have a ghost. But the reason you don't have a ghost is they're probably afraid to go in your room because they're going to get gassed out. This guy's passing gas all night long.
I thought I heard a knock, and then I thought I heard a tuba.
Me too. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what that was. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Play again. I don't know. Yeah.
He said he was like,
So he was passing gas. Okay.
You just wanted to hear it again. I heard you laugh the first time. You knew what it was.
No, I just wanted to hear the one that sounded like a tuba, and I did hear that.
And a drum.
Okay.
And a trumpet.
You know what?
Out of tune.
Heidi said she wanted to do it. Same thing with her.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Now we know why you wanted to do it.
Change my mind.
The guy had to be going, I do that so often.
I know, right? And they say, they warn you, if you use one of these apps, that you may find out that you do that more than you realize.
I'm a light sleeper. I mean, I would wake myself up if I did that loud.
I would think a heavy sleeper would have woken themselves up if they did what he did. But he actually put a screen recording of the noises that his app picked up on Twitter, and it is blown up. Everyone is just cracking up about it.
Yeah, blown up and crack up.
That's funny,
it.
Tom.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually some pretty funny comments on here.
Right.
Me in the 1990s. In the future, we'll have flying cars, vacation on the moon. It'll be awesome. Me in 2019. No, but our phones can automatically record our farts while we sleep.
Yeah.
So someone else said, at least his bedroom isn't haunted.
Well, you know what? If Heidi did this, you couldn't hear those for her snoring.
I don't know, man.
I'm pretty good now.
Yeah, you don't snore as much.
Not nearly.
She's fallen asleep in the room in our office before, folks.
Well, the doctor said it's not paranormal activity, but it is unusual activity for your bowels. It's not normal for that.
Yikes.
Yeah, and if you don't have that app, feel free to contact me. I'll just stand by your bed and video everything.
That's not creepy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
No, you just look. No, dude, you don't lay down. Shut your eyes.
Go back to sleep.
Yeah, go back to sleep.
That's abnormal activity.
Yeah. Yikes. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. No. All right, I'm recording. Go.
Okay, Hawk. Thanks so much for your help.
I can't hear it.
I can't either.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Oh, I got it all on video. Okay. We need to make a song out of that. It's interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.